The Jefferson Dancers celebrated their 50th anniversary this year at Body Vox Dance Studio in Portland. The award-winning dance company is a part of Jefferson High School. They hope to raise $25,000 to support their program. Artistic director Steve Gonzalez has led the dance company for over two decades.
It's our biggest fundraiser of the year, and this actually started as a house party. We had it in people's homes, and then it kept getting bigger and bigger, and it grew.
KBOO sat in on a rehearsal for their show, Soar.
Okay, places, here we go.
Focus, focus, focus. I know everybody's not here, but just fill in the gaps, okay?
The dancers ran into formation on the floor. We're in a room that looks like a small gymnasium. But off to the side, a blue wall is covered in posters from past dance events.
We have four studios. This one, this is called The Dungeon. And then next door is Studio 54. Back in the day, this was the performing arts high school to go to. And it drew students from all over the city, suburban, to come here for the arts, for not just dance, but for theater as well, music, band, and dance. Honestly, the only program that held on through the reconstitution of the school and everything else. So,
do you feel any like added pressure for the 50th anniversary?
Yes. I think the dancers feel it as well. But just, you know, it's a legacy, and this is a huge milestone for us.
Their anniversary production, Soar, features seven pieces. Every piece highlights a different style of dance.
No, I meant just, I think what's happening too, like, because people are missing, we're not dancing as full as we should. Yeah.
How was rhythm?
Honest.
There were some good things about him. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
My turn, I actually turned facing the front.
Yay. Okay.
You good?
Oh, my name is Jaquan Lewis Price.
So what inspires you to dance?
My family. Because when I was like probably in middle school or elementary, all of my sisters went here, I have five. And she was on the stage like at a performance, and I was like, oh my gosh, here too, like Jeff. And it was really cool. Like it was really inspiring. I was like, oh my God, I want to do that. I want to do it so bad. And I didn't even know Jeff had a dance company at all. I thought just had like dance classes. So I was like, whoa, I want to take dance. That's really cool.
And like out of all of these different styles that you've learned, like is there one that surprised you?
Ballet. Oh my gosh. And once I found out about it, it was so like, I was like, I want that. It's mine. I have to have it. I want more and more and more. And it's opened my eyes to them because I can't believe like all the things I can do. I learned I got more flexible in ballet. I got more technique in ballet. And I feel like it's gonna like really like help me as a dancer with all my other techniques.
Jaquan said they watched a video of the Jefferson dancers from back in the day.
How can we make it like that again? Like how can we bring it back? And I'm just really, I really want to push my last year, because I'm a senior. I want to push my last year to really, like, be like that again, like, really badly. Because I don't know how to say it. I want, like, the feeling to come back, basically, yeah.
You'll have a few minutes between each of the pieces, that'll be nice. But you do need to change costumes really fast. We have two student pieces. The first one's going to be Harlow's. And the second one will be Piper's. They're both seniors. Harlow's piece? Yeah, type. Okay.
Steve asks each student choreographer to introduce their piece to the audience.
So this is a piece, and it's called Semi-Conscious. And it's basically a story about someone's semi-conscious thoughts kind of taking over and taking them on a ride.
I think I might start the music a little later.
Jake Wan is lifted into the air by fellow dancers. The motions are fluid, flowy, and dreamlike.
Well, basically it follows the story of Jake Wan, and he basically falls asleep and then he gets sort of manipulated and controlled by these monsters who are kind of like, I think of them as part of his like subconscious brain, and then they sort of take over him and take him on this like wild ride through like his subconscious mind. And to be honest, I didn't really know where I wanted the piece to go, but I just kind of went, I did it as I went. And I really like how it turned out, and I think it was because of just like things that just came to me, which I think are probably a product of my subconscious, and I think that's really cool. I don't know, I've learned a lot from like my dreams, and I wanted to kind of draw on that, and how our brains are a lot more aware than we think, and if we really listen to ourselves, then we can find out a lot.
Piper's inspiration was emotion-driven. She won an award for her choreography last year.
If you let your emotions build up for too long, it's just not going to work out in a good and healthy way. It's the idea of people covering up their emotions and hiding it, putting on like a mask and performing, and then having that mask kind of break and seeing what comes out of it. And it's kind of like the only way out is through your emotions. So it's like trying to get through these difficult feelings and then coming at it like a nice feeling at the end where you're kind of at peace with yourself after going through all of the difficulties.
And do you think that is dance for you? Is that a metaphor for kind of like your relationship to it? Like, is it something that helps you kind of work through how you're feeling and what you're thinking and help you kind of process?
For sure. Dance for me has never been about like the tricks. For me, it's an art. And so really being able to have your emotions out on display in front of other people, you really have to be very vulnerable, but it's also such a rewarding task because you're giving this energy out and the audience is giving you back this energy. And it's a really special thing that you can only experience if you're performing or if you're at a live performance where you can really feel the energy off of the dancers. So choreographing for me, yeah, has always been about like telling a story, and even dancing. When I'm in class, I'm trying to act like I'm telling a story.
Jaquan said he's nervous for the performance, but excited.
It's exciting, anxious, I'm everything imaginable, because this is the 50th anniversary. Like, it's the biggest thing. And, like, I really want to show out for Steve, because he's like a big influence for me, and he showed me, like, he's teaching me so many things, and it's so cool. And I'm about to, like, it's like, is he, I can't form it into words. Like, he really, like, showed me a path, and I'm really grateful for him, like, extremely. He doesn't even know. He really doesn't know. I would love to continue. I want to go to college and pursue it, become a professional dancer, all of the above. Anything I can do with dance, I want to pursue so badly, yes.
Tonight we are down at Body Vox in Northwest Portland supporting the Jefferson Dancers. This is their 50th year anniversary of the longest running dance company in Portland Public Schools.
There's a line down the sidewalk at Body Vox. Parents waited to check in and join the festivities. Inside there's a silent auction and free tacos. Kabu talked with the parent waiting in line.
She's been working so hard. She is doing lira, which is the hanging ring, and been excited coming out telling me about it every day.
In lira, a hoop like a hula hoop hangs from the ceiling. Dancers pull themselves through it and around it like acrobats. There was a buzz of excitement inside the building. Dancers wore evening dresses and posed for pictures with a photographer. Kabu caught up with Harlow inside.
I don't know, there's always nervous jitters, but it's kind of like energizing, nerve-wracking, but super energizing, and I don't know, I'm just excited to get out there and put on a show and do my best. It's always, like, it gets the blood flowing. Yeah, it's really fun. I'm really excited. Performing is a lot of fun, and I'm with all these people I love. It's going to be a great night.
Piper was excited too.
I'm feeling good, a little bit tired because we've had a long day teching, but I feel good. The energy is going to be high. Again, the like audience versus performer energy conversation almost, I think will bring my levels up to performing.
Kabu asked some parents why they think the dance program is important.
Over lunch the other day, I was asking my daughter about what the most biggest event in her life has been so far, and she said it's being a part of this organization, being a part of the Jefferson Dancers.
It's an amazing experience for the dancers. Like, they learn so much about how to work really hard and put themselves out there. They have to audition for every single piece, so like even once you're on the company, you have to fight to get on those pieces, and like there can be a lot of emotions around that, and like learning how to navigate, not always winning but always doing your best. Like, it's really good lessons that they're learning.
She told Kabu that the Jefferson Dancers have been struggling to fill out seats for their spring performances.
I remember hearing about Jefferson Dancers as a kid growing up in Portland. Like, it's just one of those Portland institutions that has like a very storied past, and I just hope that it continues, because it's really like a gem that Portland should be proud of and Portland should support. And it is supported, but like they need more support, especially with their spring concerts at the Newmark. But I think if people just like knew about it the way they used to know about it in Portland, I don't know, like there's lots of new people have come here and they don't know about it. So like getting the word out, like, look, this is something that's been going on. It's in its 50th year, and it's been extremely high caliber dance at the high school level for 50 years.
The performance happened in the main studio at BodyVox. The risers were full. A teal light illuminated the stage. Proud parents clapped and shouted encouragements. Poison Waters emceed.
Hi, everyone. I'm Poison Waters. I'm 57, and I'm a senior citizen. And this is my 10th year with the company. I think most Jefferson Dancers grow up to be fabulous entertainers in one way or the other, so it's really fantastic.
Harlow's speech was heartfelt and introspective.
These past 4 years, I've learned a lot. I've learned how to be part of a team, how to communicate and relate to the other people around me. I've learned how to work hard to achieve my goals. I've learned how to take care of myself and how to set an example for others. I've learned how to do a tilt. Thank you, Steve. And I've learned how to make sacrifices. For so long, I felt like I had to be in control of everything. But ultimately, the hardest thing for me to learn was to let go, to trust myself, to trust the universe. I believe that the universe holds us all in its cradle. This piece is called Semi-Conscious. I wanted to make it about the process of exploring your subconscious thoughts and your dreams and kind of letting go and letting them take over. How it can be scary, but it can also be really, really beautiful. And I think that we can really learn a lot from what the universe sends us subconsciously, and that we can all benefit from letting go a little bit. Thank you.
We're just going to do an excerpt. It's an African piece, and it's called Côte de l'Ivoire.
This is my
thank you here with the Tech Studio.
Keep up the good work, honey. We support you.
Yeah. Follow your dreams.
Last thing, if you could say anything to the world, what do you want to say?
Never give up on your dreams. always follow through. And don't listen to anybody. Like, listen to you. Follow your heart.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
For KBOO PM News, I'm Anna Wilcox.